Hey guys, I'm Richard Fitzgerald. This is Dubai Works, where we interview the business leaders making a difference in this great city.
Get on.
So I, like most people, woke up on Saturday and the news started dripping in of what was happening in Israel and Palestine. And it's been a difficult week. Augustus Media have two employees in Gaza working on Love in Palestine. And it's such a difficult event for everyone to witness online. And I think it's just terrible that this happens in this day and age. And, you know, whatever the reasons are, or whatever where people stand on it, this just shouldn't be happening in the world right now. And I do hope that it stops happening as soon as possible, whatever means possible to prevent any further loss of life and the tragedy that's ongoing. We had, as usual, a very busy week in Dubai. There was the Future Innovation Summit. There was also the AI Assembly, in the Dubai Assembly for AI, for generative AI, actually. They picked one area, and that was in Museum of the Future. So there was a lot going on in Dubai this week, as usual. And thank you to Adnan Al-Zarouni. We also received an award for Best Media 2023 at the Future Innovation Summit Gala Dinner in Jumeirah Beach Hotel on Tuesday night. Moving ahead to next week, before we get into the interview, there is an event taking place, which is Jitex, that lots of people are familiar with. And this year, this expanded outside of the World Dubai World Trade Center, also in Dubai Harbor, in line with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid's vision for youth empowerment. There's also the Jitex Youth Unipreneur. It's a one of its kind event that provides a dedicated entrepreneurship, leadership, and innovation development platform for students, educational institutions, and youth startups. Smashy Business will be there. We're official media partner of the event that enables young innovators and institutions to exhibit alongside world-class companies, over 1,800 international startups, industry leaders. There's live competitions, there's innovative ideas. Do DM us on Smashy Business if you'd like to go. We have a few media passes for that and tickets that we can get for you guys. The Jitex Youth X is running for the duration of Jitex, which is 16th to the 20th of October. So do check that out. Moving into the interview now, I love this conversation and I hope you do too. Welcome back to another episode of Dubai Works Business Podcast. Today, we're joined by Manu Abraham, who's the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Ojan Interior Decoration. Ojan has consistently delivered exceptional results, transforming numerous spaces into stunning luxury environments. They specialize in fit-out and all those types of projects across the UAE. Some of their more notable projects include a few mansions for the royal family in Al Quaim, Coterie Restaurant, if I'm pronouncing that right, and Precision Football in Inbatuta Mall, which many of you will know, and the Beach Club at the W Hotel as well. I wonder which one. Good morning, Manu.
Good morning, Richard.
Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you for the opportunity to be with you.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about the company.
So we are, Ojan Interiors are established in Dubai since 2013. It was a dream come true for us. We three friends gathered together and we opened the company in Dubai with a very minimal investment of 25,000 dirhams. And with having a bigger plans and bigger opportunity seeing in Dubai, as we all know that Dubai is wonderful and we are having a bigger opportunity to grow our business and having a great future in Dubai. So currently we are with a team of 400 people. And we are not an interior design company. We are a completely fit-out company, which we execute the fit-out works exactly. So we do the design, the detailed drawings, and we build the things for the designers and the clients, which ask for their requirements.
Brilliant. That's a good story. So I love the three friends part. Like, how did that come about? Were you guys in the industry? Were you working in Dubai or did you move here for this?
So we three were college mates in back home in India. So we three of them, one of our friend was here since 2007. He came first and he was working in one of other interior company. And me came a second, then the third person came in 2011. So we all were had a plan or a dream that we need to do something by our own. Once I was working with the existing company where I was joined, then I had to take a decision that we need to move forward with our dreams come true. So we started up Ojan in 2010. Then other two friends has been joined together with me because they were working same time with other companies itself. Then they also gathered with me. Here how it started.
So it started in 2010 or 2013?
We started in 2013. So since 2010 till 2013, I was working in another company. Then 2013, we took a decision to start the company by our own.
And what were you studying? What's your background, the three people?
So we all studied civil engineering in back home. So our background is with the civil engineering itself. And we were working with a different architectural firm in back home in India. And here also we were working in different architectural and interior companies.
Okay, and what made you think that, I love the bit that you had a dream to set something up. What made you think that a kind of an architectural fit-out firm was a good business opportunity? Did you think there was a gap in the market then?
No, the market was, still the competition in the market is very high, but there was a lack of having properly managed properly, given quality works, and the contractors were available so much. But again, this is a field that we have been learned in our college also. So the same subject we want to get into the business too. So again, if a person want to do a business, then you should go with what you know exactly. So this was our cup of tea. So we have been started with interior fit out itself.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with that point. We don't realize how much advantage we have with the knowledge we have. We think we see something that looks good and we jump into that, but actually the thing that we know is more likely to be successful. And so explain then what your offering was back then. You know, I mentioned in the intro a mix between sort of residential and commercial, but you know, there's such a wide spectrum of services that you could provide. From fit out to design to joinery, what did you start with?
So we started, basically we were not having any workers, we were not having any staff members in the beginning days. So me and my partners were begin the company, and I was going door to door do the sales to get the business. Then my first job was costing of 2,200 dirhams was my first job.
What was the work?
So that was a flooring work which I need to do for one of the office, which my office was there. So the flooring work we did, the value was around 2,200 dirhams.
Yeah.
Then our second job was around 24,000 dirhams.
Yeah.
So from there, then our third job was another 55,000 dirhams of value. Then our fourth job was around 260,000 dirhams of value.
Okay.
So it was a gradual growth that we were getting it. And we were not, as I mentioned, we were not having any team in-house that to execute the work. So we were always kept an agenda that we need to deliver quality and we need to maintain the quality and we need to build the name of the company in the market. Then only we will be able to sustain Ojan in the market for a long time of period. So we always choose the best subcontractors. We always choose the best suppliers to execute our work. So when we reached to a point that the job was done by another contractor who was also established a subcontractor in the market, and they were executed job for us. And for the same client, I'm still doing the project. I'm doing his third office. The first project I did for him was a value of around 240,000 dirhams. Then after 4 years, I built his another office, which was of 1 million dirhams. Now we are under design and detailed drawings and designing in that stage. That will be worth of almost 4 to 5 million dirhams worth. So the same client is continuing with us, even still we are 10th year now. So same client is still with us.
And they're growing as well.
Yeah, they are growing as well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really good. So the difference in those projects, the flooring project, to say the 200,000 dirham and the 1 million, is it what type of work are you doing? You're doing the fit out. So you back then you were contracting the labor part, but the labor part is the full fit out, right? So sometimes do you buy the furniture or do you build the furniture?
Yes. So how we do is normally, again, we all know about fit out in the market. Like so many companies are doing things, taking it and outsourcing, which we did in the beginning stage. Then once we reached to a point that around 6 months old in the company, then we start hiring people for us. So once we start hired, we had a team of around 20 people. Then we start executing work in-house itself, within our team itself. But then the job has started growing. Then we start adding people with the team. So now we are a team of 385 people of total manpower. What services we do is we do complete turnkey solutions, like from a shell and core space to complete key handover. So we take care of complete authority approval. We take care of complete IT, MEP, architectural, civil site, or plumbing, electrical. Everything we take care of it by in-house itself. Some specialized items only we do outsource with the specialized contractors in the market.
Okay, and but you're not doing interior architecture, interior design. You don't do that.
No, we don't do designing. We mostly does the work for the designers. There are so many designers, you know, in the market, very reputed designers we work with. And again, some situation, there are minor things that the client wanted to have a design to be done, then which we accommodate to do it within our team itself.
And what about the pricing part, the quantity surveying? Do you do that?
Yes, we have a team of 10 estimators in our office itself. So we do the complete estimation by in-house. We take care of complete detailed drawings, production drawings, everything done by in-house itself. We have a team of around 20 staff who take care of the complete drawing design team. And we have a project management team of around 20 people. So we take care of all this kind of drawings, QS, quality assurance, purchase, everything in-house itself, we take care of it.
And how do you price the work? Do you charge for the project management and then the materials separately?
No, we charge basically the requirement that what you require. Basically, you have an office. So in the office, how many lights? We charge per light. So in the light pieces, we charge, okay, this light can cost 200 dirhams or 300 dirhams. Plus, there is a cost of cabling and conducting and installation of that. So our labor and material cost and plus our profit is included in the item price. So we give you a purely breakup price, which shows what exactly you wanted. You pay for exactly what item you needed. We never go with a lump sum kind of prices. So we do exactly you need 1, 2, 3, 4. So we do that for 1, 2, 3, 4.
But the labor is included in the price.
Yes, our prices are inclusive of the labor. Yes.
So you don't have like a 15-20% at the bottom when everything is added up as an add-on?
Yeah, yes. Our profit range is 10-15% range. That is our standard profit range in the market. But again, in this competitive market, and so the profit range get varies, depends on how the project to project and the site situation to situation, it get varies.
And I know we'll talk a bit more about the industry, but is that normal when if people are looking for quotations, are they able to compare yours with another? Are they all priced in the same way?
100%. Like I would say, if anybody want to do a fit out, they should have a design ready. Then they should have a BOQ ready. And the same BOQ has to be sent it across to the multiple contractors to compare the prices. Otherwise, what happens is some contractor considers some items, some contractor doesn't consider those items. So it will make a big difference in terms of pricing. So again, contractor to contractor, there can be a price difference of 5-7%, which is standard, can have a difference. If the scope of work is correct, then that is the maximum difference should be happen. More than that, there is something wrong in the BOQ or specifications. There is something wrong in it.
Okay, fascinating. It's really interesting thinking back when we designed these offices and the advice you're giving.
Okay.
But just also how the company grew. Like you told a nice story of the sort of size of the clients, but to go in 10 years from just you guys to nearly 400 people, that's a lot of people now to have as a headcount, right? It's a lot of people on your books. So You know, was it gradual and what every year were you growing, you know, 20-30%, or was there a period where it, you know, in the last few years that you've just sort of doubled staff?
Yes, it was purely a very gradual, stable growth we had in our company. So again, as I mentioned, the first job was 2,200 dirhams. Then second year, almost when we near to the second year, we got the job of 240,000 dirhams. And one thing which I need to tell you that we had taken similar challenges or motivation seeing around the market, seeing around the peoples. We have brought up those things into our business and we were jumping to achieve our targets ASAP. So like one example that one of the project we were doing it, our subcontractor was coming in a Mercedes S-Class. So we were only 7 months old, the company. And we were seeing that, oh, our subcontractor is coming in a Mercedes S-Class. So we can achieve this level in a day. In one day, we can achieve those. So the heights that we were seeing, the opportunity that we were seeing on this business. So once that project is finished, we have been booked a car. Guess what?
A Mercedes S-Class.
not that much, but we have been ordered for a Ford Explorer 2014. So that was our first car that we purchased. That was a big move for us because, as I mentioned, we started the company with a 25,000 dirhams investment, and we have been signed a couple of checks for the rent of the office, which itself the value of around 45,000 dirhams. So normally people does that. They keep a investment money first in backup, and they start the business. Yeah. So my suggestion to the people who want to open the business, move ahead, go ahead, do it. It will happen.
Yeah.
Keep the positivity in your mind and do it correctly. You will get it done. You Amazing. Will achieve it.
Good positive advice. Going back to sort of the setup of the business, and did you need an office, and what sort of licensing do you need to do the work that you do? Which free zone did you have to go to, or how did that work?
So our license is in under DED. So we had our license initially, which was a technical services company, which was Ojan Technical Services Company, which we have been changed from the first year itself, because we have seen in the market there are so many companies doing the projects without taking the authority approval, rules and regulations of local authority of Dubai, which is not correct, which we don't never advise that. So we have to follow the Dubai rules and regulations. We have to follow with what the regulation says, otherwise you will end up in a big mess or delay. So what was the benefit that we had is we were engineers, started the company, and we were able to get the licensing to be done within the municipality by one of my partner, Mr. Nitin. So he took the write the exam with Dubai Municipality, and he got the license from municipality. So our company has been changed from technical services to interior decoration company. So once it's changed to interior decoration company, the category of company has been increased to another level. So then we start able to take it into more of government projects or private projects in bigger level or bigger range. So from the first year itself, we change when we renew our trade license to the second year, it was an interior decoration company.
Yeah, and you had more activity. You could do
exactly,
more
it was added more activities with us, and we could explore more into the same field.
Was there any time in the 10 years where you took out investment to take on a big project, or that you decided that you needed to invest in new team or a warehouse or anything?
Yes, so the first office, as I mentioned, was around 400 square feet was our first office. Then after 2 years, we moved into another facility, which was around 2,500 square feet, which was a good move. Then that time our team was around 25 to 27 people was our team on the third year. Then same thing that we were going with our flow of work, we were doing it our projects normal way. Then we used to do subcontracting that time also, especially when it comes to the joinery. Most of the fit-out works have a 25 to 30% of the value will go to the joinery. So we were subcontracting that too with different specialized contractors in the market. So one day me and Mr. Nitin was visited to one of our specialized contractor office. And we offer him the job, which was worth of almost 300,000. And they said that, no, we will not be able to take it. This, wow, come on, I'm offering you money and you are not able to take it, this job. So, and they said that we are packed for another 6 months. Wow, amazing. So same time I stepped out from the office and I just get into my this Ford Explorer. So then I called Nitin and I told him that, Nitin, see, now these guys are saying that they can't take up the job. We need to start our joiner immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I left the office and we reached the office. We have taken a decision and within a month period, we have been taken our new facility for the joinery factory.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
And you did the joinery for that project?
No, for that project, we got another contractor to get it done for that for us. But after that project, yes, it was started to doing it by in-house itself.
Yeah. And so what's that? So what's a joinery facility? Is it a warehouse? Do you have carpenters? I'm imagining like a big space where people are working on wooden projects all the time.
Yes. So our first factory was 4,700 square feet was the factory.
Where was it?
It was in Alcoceis.
Yeah.
So we were having a 10 number of carpenters and the painters, specialized the people who does the carpentry job. So we got people from here and we got people from India itself. So we started doing joinery in there, and within 8 months of period that we have been moved to, we have acquired the next warehouse also to add it up with us. So that was another bigger warehouse, which was another 5,000 square feet. So total now area of our factory become around 9,000 square feet range of space in total. Plus there was an office space of 2,000 square feet. So total area of the office become around 10,500 square feet.
And did you, that's a nice investment. And did you need to take debt out for that? Or was that free cash flow that you invested in the business?
No, yes, exactly. So there was suppliers, again, as I mentioned, the suppliers were supported us a lot. They have been given the credit facility for us, the equipments they have been given with the payment terms of 6 months period and the rent, you know, obviously we need to pay in a year time period. So it was not impacting us a lot because it was a flow of cash that we need to maintain. So by grace of God, we were having continuous project and good projects. So we were able to manage that very well and good. Yeah.
Very good. And then, you know, what did that allow you to do? Were you making more margin then once you did the joinery?
100%. So before we were subcontracting the job to some other contractors. So when we started doing this thing in-house, yes, it increased our margin, profit margin. So yeah, that gave us another opportunity to expand our company and our facility. So always doing by yourself will make you to be reach more profit margin in your business. So now most of the things we produce in our factory and we sell it, we maintain the quality, we maintain the time, which is most important thing.
And fast forward to today, so of all the people now, we mentioned some of the projects up front, what's the split in projects between, say, commercial and residential that you have?
So in commercial project, if you look into it, is you have an office. The office need to finish in 30 days, 60 days. 45 days, 90 days, depends on size of the project. Most of the office projects come with 60 days or 45 days is the maximum time frame we get. So there, the efficiency, the planning, and the arrangements of the material, which is super important that you will be able to get it done on time because we purely understand the pain of the person who is sitting next to us. So how much you are taking effort to get open your office or your business. So we need to understand that and get the things done for you. So we make sure that has been achieved and our team, they are well experienced and they are getting it done on time. So I want to say, take this opportunity to say that the great team that I had is my blessings that we have in Ojan now. So we get the things done in time that we promise and we get the delivery of the project done before the time that we have been assured.
And that's great on timing, but then the mix of residential as well.
In terms of residential, we have purely two different departments in our company itself. There is a residential department. So we have a dedicated couple of three project managers and seven detailed drafting guys, plus our workers in that section we have. But in worker sector, we are dividing both into commercial and residential project. So the challenges that you asked me in residential projects, that it might take more time than a commercial project. So commercial projects take you 45 to 60 days or 90 days maximum. But residential projects depends on the volume of the project. It goes to 5 months, 6 months, maybe a year time. So yeah, it's if you ask me, you prefer residential or commercial, I prefer commercial because that is a fast completing job and the pressure is super high. And and people will know about those kind of projects that you did a commercial project.
And you do a mix. So you do offices, but you also do lifestyle attractions and beach clubs and things like this.
Yes.
So do you call that something else or is it the same specialization?
When we are mostly into restaurant fit out, we are specialized in MEP, we are specialized in F&B and highly detailed specifications for the projects. That is what we mostly do. I personally enjoy that, to go into the details of the project. Again, those details makes the beauty of the project. So we really go into that and we get those things done. So specialization, if you ask me, yes, if you compare with an office project and a restaurant project, there is difference. It's restaurant projects is more complicated than an office project. Considering the extract system for the kitchen, the fresh air system for the kitchen, the water drainage system, the water supply system, and then the cooling in the restaurant, which we may see in most of the restaurants or so many restaurants, cooling issues are very, very bigger task for the restaurant owners. So because they may not get enough chilled water supply from the landlords, so then they struggle for getting the cooling sufficient inside the facility, and that makes them losing money. Customers are complaining on that. So I will not say that we will be a one-stop solution to resolve everything, but we are most of the problems we are getting resolved by our team. But again, if what we need to get, that need to get from the landlord, it has to be there. But we find a solution to make it easier for you and cheaper for you to get running your business well and good.
Are there any examples of F&B chains that you do, whereas it's like a franchise, so it's a similar fit out?
So we were focused to do most of a homegrown business in the 2020s. So we are doing a Mara restaurant, Mara Lounge, which is a local grown business, which now I have been completed almost 8 projects with them. Now the 9th shop I'm doing for them in Abu Dhabi. Now the 10th one is going to start in Al Jada in Sharjah. And I do Burger 28, that is a burger concept. I did there 5 shops. And there is a 71 steakhouse, one of another restaurant. I did there 2 shops. Now I'm going to start their 3rd shop. And Pretty Manager, I did the central kitchen. And we are doing currently 2 Pretty Manager. And Costa Coffee, we are doing almost 6 projects we have been completed. We are doing now currently 2. There are a couple of brands we are doing. Yeah.
Good profile there. That's amazing. And so the 3 friends that started it, are you guys still there? And as the company has grown to nearly 400, what's the management structure? Do you have different levels? You're the managing director now. What's that sort of management team like?
So one thing I need to notice you that we started 3 friends, and which 3 of them had a great qualities, because when those 3 qualities gather together only, we become Ojan. I would say that we become Ojan when 3 qualities came together. So one person was very decisive, one person communication was good, one person technical knowledge was really good. So that's how we gathered and we could have been grown the company in very well and good. So, but one of our partner has sadly left us on 2017 because of his personal concern. So from 2017, me and Nitin is taking care of the company. That when he was leaving, the company was having a manpower of around 35 people. And we were just started the joinery facility that time. So after that, me and Nitin is taking care of the company. So Nitin take care of complete costing, estimation, and account section. I take care of the operation side and the sales side and marketing side. I take care of that.
So it's basically still, 2 guys running this pretty big business now.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And do you own it 100%? Do people try and buy your type of companies?
No, there were a few people approached us to start investing with us, but because they have seen that we are doing good and we are growing in the market, and But we always keep that this Ojan is us, me and Nitin, that's it. So we two together to do the everything. So we manage it. We have a great team, our project managers, our administration team, our sales team. I have one sale, that story I will tell you after this. So we manage it very well with the team is handling everything. Basically, if you ask me, I do something. No, I don't do anything. I just go office. I just sit. My team is taking care of everything very well and good.
Brilliant. Always important to have a good team.
Yes.
And so to give us an idea, like what's the total revenue you build like in last year, 2022?
2022, we had a revenue of close to 100 million dirhams. So we closed around 97, 96 million dirhams. That was our revenue of the last year. Yeah,
that's a lot of big projects.
Yeah. We had a couple of bigger projects in the last year. So we were done one of you might know Precision Football,
yeah,
and one Kotari restaurant in Ibn Battuta Mall, and
yeah,
one was a beach club in W Hotel Palm.
Yeah,
and we are doing a couple of offices for some corporate offices in DIFC. We are doing 3 offices. So, and few other our normal clients and normal projects, which all gathered us. 2022 was a great year for us. Yeah.
Wow, you're very busy.
Yeah, super busy, super busy. I was not in the office, I would say, literally. I was in the sites roaming around.
And do you still have the passion for it? Do you work all the time?
We are just 10%, our company has grown, 90%, long way we need to go.
Okay.
Only 10% we are reached.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, but do you still have a long way to go, you're still ambitious, but do you work all year round, or are you taking more time off now that it's big?
No, I started taking a bit of off now, maybe since last 1 year, but before that no holidays, even we don't take salaries. Okay, we just get our expenses done by the company. That's it. We don't withdraw our salaries, even though.
Still now, 10 years later.
No, now we started. Now maybe since last 1 year we started taking salaries for us, me and Nitin. Until last 9 years, no, we never took salaries. Company pay our bills. Company pay our expenses like normal. Whatever our expenses are there, that's it. We don't take a salary. So, but we build our company to grow, to take such kind of project that we can deliver in the market. So that we did.
But do you pay yourselves like profits and dividends at the end of the year?
Now we started doing that. Until 9 years, no, whatever there was, money was there, we just putting in the company to grow it. So as I mentioned, we have developed a really great foundation for the company. So our company is strong enough to hold any size of project, and our team is strong enough to take any size of project that we can execute it and deliver it on time that we promise and agree. As long as a client, you are giving us the informations and the details correctly, yes,
incredible,
we can deliver it.
And tell us the sales story you were going to mention.
Yeah, so we never had a salesman until 2020. So the business was coming for us since till 2020, only the word of mouth. The people were referring us, people were seeing our work and calling us. That's all we were having the business. So when it hit the COVID, only we started getting a salesperson to increase. Again, we all had a big dry year, 2020. But I would say we grown in 2020. That I will tell you after this. So we never had a salesperson for our companies until 2020, from 2013. So we were doing our own sales, and our projects were doing sales for us. So people coming to us, and people wanted to do with us. So that's how we have grown till 2020. Even still, we have one guy only for the sales, and we were not much into social media, marketing, and all the stuff. People talking, people referring, seeing the work, that's it.
That's amazing that you've grown that way, because, you know, I'll tell you a story. My experience of Fit Out is the opposite to that. So we're sitting here in 12,000 square foot studios in Dubai Production City, and when we decided to come here, we found it in May 2021. We approached a designer to lead the project, and she had a team around her, and she spent 3 or 4 months from the interior architect side of things. Mm. And we got to the end of the summer, and we had signed off and approved everything of how we wanted it to look. And then we had another company to do some of the technical streaming side. So we were looking for just a fit-out company. And I didn't really advertise it, but I posted a video of the empty space on my LinkedIn, and it got super viral, and many people from the fit-out industry were approaching us, and it was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe how almost aggressive it was, or how competitive it was. One time I was at a conference in Al Habtar City, and it was on the fourth or fifth floor of the hotel, and someone approached me and asked me a question about digital, thinking that they were a guest at the conference, and then they mentioned that they know me from somewhere else. It was a salesperson for one of the seven companies who was trying to tender for the project because they couldn't get a meeting with me face to face. So they found out where I was going to be. He pretended to be a guest of the conference, somehow got into the conference. You know, so that was my experience of, and you know, there are a lot of your competitors do have a big sales teams, right?
Exactly. So there are so many good companies, so many amazing companies around Dubai fit out, and I would say we are one of a good company in the fit out industry. And most of them, I see it, they have a huge set of marketing team and huge set of sales team, having 10 to 12 people marketing that and this. So many people around in this way. Yeah, it's good to have it, because again, our expenses are getting increased, and 2% can do business maybe 50 million or 30 million or 50 million. But if you want to grow to 500 million, you want to grow to 400 million or more than that, yeah, you need to have more team to get you the business and get it done, the business. So, yeah, so the ambitions are big. So we need to have a bigger team. So, yeah, I appreciate all the contractors who are having a good team and big team. It's good.
So you will invest more in sales now?
100%, because the company is growing. Our future plans are a lot. So we need to have more sales, more business. People need to know about us. Because until now, people were knowing us through our work, and people were not much aware about our company because we were not making much noise in the market. So, yeah, people need to know exactly. The milk will be only for the crying baby, right? Same thing.
So, yeah, exactly. You need to talk about what you're doing as well. Yeah. So talk a little bit about the pandemic and how you bounce back from that.
Yeah, so while in 2020, when the pandemic started, we had a prestigious project was delivered on 2020. Again, it was Expo 2020, so we all were waiting for that. And we did one of a project which is in downtown, designed by Road Design, which was called a Mesa House restaurant in downtown. So we committed him that you will be able to open the restaurant on New Year, because as we all know that New Year is the special day for all the restaurants in downtown area and Dubai Mall area. So we made that possible for him, because we just finished that project in 55 days. And he opened in a New Year, and he did a great sales, and we got a huge appreciation from them. And Pallavi did a great design too. Then that was a big move out for us to coming into bigger projects. Then we, from there, we have been taking multiple other restaurant projects. Then pandemic hit on us, and same time we moved from our 8,000 facility to our 25,000 square feet facility. Just before the pandemic, we paid the check, we signed the agreement, we moved our facility to this 25,000 square feet facility of a 3-year check we have been given.
So is that joinery and office together now?
Exactly. So we moved into that facility, considering we will have a more projects and more work in it.
Uh-oh, bad timing.
Yeah, so once we moved in, yeah, the pandemic hit, and it was a shock for us, but we were super positive that we can cover it. Then when the pandemic hits, we think about it, how we can diversify our business. Then there we started thinking of residential projects. So from 2020, we started taking the project of residential. So once we take the residential project, guess what was the area of our first residential project? You have any guess?
The size area?
Yeah, the size area.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, the villa was in Mizar, which was for a local family, a well-reputed family. The villa was around 77,000 square feet was the area of the villa, which was having 120 bedrooms.
Whoa.
Yeah, 140 toilets. And I think around 60 to 70 cars could park in it. Seven swimming pools. Yeah, kind of. I would say still it's a small shopping mall.
Yeah.
So it was a huge project that we got awarded. So the interiors are, we got awarded the interiors to be done. That was executed by us. Then we got three palace for some of a royal family in one of them right in Dubai.
Yeah.
I don't want to specify it.
I think I mentioned at the start in my coin, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and we did a few other well-known established locals, villas we have been done. Now at a time, we are doing around 8 to 9 villa projects we are doing, joining with designers. Again, these projects we are not doing directly with the clients. We are doing these projects for designers. So there are designers who is engaged with the clients and they are approaching us to tender the project, seeing our portfolio. So we are tendering the project and we are winning the project and getting it done for them.
Do you have a preferred, that's amazing story. Actually, before I jump into that, what does one do with 120 bedrooms? Is it just friends and family that...
I don't know, frankly speaking, we are still figuring out how.
That's crazy. But no, it's an amazing story. So do you have preferred designers that you work with and that know you well and keep coming back to you?
There are a couple of companies we are working continuously. We are working. Do you want me to specify the names of the
companies? No, not really. It's just in terms of, you know, because obviously some fit out companies do design as well. Is that something that you think you would do? Or are you happy enough with the relationship you have now?
We believe in where we are expert, let's do with that. There are so many expert peoples to do the design. So let's collaborate with them and do their design. So we don't want to get into the design industry. We are not design people. We are builders. We are construction people. Mm. So we can build it for you. So we respect the design that designers give. And we take the intent of the design and we get it executed for you.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And then just talk a little bit about the trends in the market now. What are you seeing? What sort of projects are you seeing? The economy is obviously doing well, so are there more ambitious projects and things like that?
There is, market is currently super good. We are also recently got awarded a couple of really amazing projects. And market is really getting booming in terms of interior fit-out. I think most of the interior fit-out companies, we recently had contacted one of our client and who was telling us that we have approached to two of the leading fit-out companies in the market and they said that they don't have time for another 6 months. They are busy. Mm-hmm. So imagine what is the situation in the market now. So the market is booming in fit-out industry. And by grace of God, we are also, Ojan is also fully filled for our coming months in this year. Really good, yeah.
So if you have a new project now, there's no one who has capacity. Everyone's busy.
No, there are, again, that's what the beauty that, as you mentioned, that you had a 7 companies tendered your project. Mm-hmm. Market is super competitive. There are so many contractors. Just make sure you're choosing the right person. Mm-hmm. Just sit with the contractor, talk to them, understand how they are, then go with the right person. So one thing I can assure you that we will be value for your money. Yeah. We will deliver your project with a practical time. Not like I'm coming and seeing this 12,000 square feet and tell you that I will finish in 30 days. No, this size of project, I need 75 to 90 days. I can finish it. Mm. This I will get it done. And I will sign off with you that this is a penalty clause if I'm extending this time. Mm. This, we will fulfill it.
Very good. Sounds like a good service. And you're in other Emirates. Is that the expansion plan? The UAE, if you're at 10% now to get to 100%, is that the UAE or are there other countries involved?
No. Interesting question. So we started doing, we currently also we do in Dubai, we do in Sharjah. We are doing a couple of projects in Ras Al Khaimah. And we have a couple of projects in Abu Dhabi as well. So we do around the UAE almost, but we mostly prefer to do it in Dubai and Sharjah, which is very close to each other. Because for me, again, maybe it's my personal opinion, I want to have the projects which is my handful that I can reach it at least once in a week. I can pass by the site, things are under control because I am the person who is going and sitting, signing or committing with the client. I want to value that. I don't want to take too much of projects and getting chalked and not to deliver on time. No, I don't want to do that. Yeah. So we make sure that things are in our control and we can get it done that how has to be delivered. Yeah. So we make sure that. And now, yes, expansion side, if you ask me, yeah, we are opening our new license. We have already set up in Abu Dhabi. So we are doing projects in Abu Dhabi. We are opening a license in Abu Dhabi, and we are getting into construction also now, because there are so many clients are asking us, can you build the villa also for us? And you are going to do the interior fit out, so can you build us? So we are getting into the construction, and we are getting into the Abu Dhabi side as well.
Brilliant. That's fascinating on the construction. Yeah, because you know, this country, everyone keeps building, and there's opportunities with land and development and plots, and people's projects and ambitions can lead down to a brief
exactly.
like that.
Yeah. So we are focusing in terms of construction also, specified clients with what we were dealing with, or specified projects to go into high-end projects only what we are focusing into it. So not going with any kind of construction. So selected way of projects and getting it done.
Okay, brilliant. And but it mainly focused in the UAE.
Yeah, construction. Yeah, we are mainly focusing in UAE, and in another site that we are moving our facility to a bigger facility, which we are going to move our facility to a 150,000 square feet facility, which will be happening after an year.
Where would that be, and what's the decision for that to cope with more projects?
Yeah, so we started doing exporting furnitures to London, Canada, Kenya. We started doing exporting the furnitures from our factory. So we are getting more inquiries from there. So we need a bigger facility to explore that. And when we come into more of bigger size of projects, we need a bigger space to deliver our furnitures. And again, we will start aluminium, glass, marble, all these facilities in-house that we can control our project timeline and the cost in line.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive. That's fascinating, though. You know, going back to sort of not just construction, but just the manufacturing, and the UAE, you can manufacture those items, and you can have clients across the world.
Yes, so because we work with the designers here who are UK nationals, who are different nationalities. So they have also different country projects. So they want us to do itself their projects. And now we are getting approaching from some of the designers from UK itself that they wanted to do their apartment projects or their other projects, that we built like the furnitures, like which we can dismantle it, take it there and fit it there. So we just build it and send it. And they will have a contractor there who can fit it, or if required, we can send one or two guys or a couple of guys to guide them, and they get it fitted over there.
Brilliant. So many project
opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so to that point, are you sort of optimistic and bullish about the region, the economies in the region, and you see the growth here?
100%. Dubai is growing. Like, as I mentioned, like if I can do it, anybody can do it. Believe me. I was not a person who is in the college or in the schools was having big marks or big appreciation from the class. I was an average student, and if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Amazing.
I would say that.
Well, great note to finish on. Manu, it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed that conversation, and congratulations on all the success, and we'll follow Ojan in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Richard.
I really did enjoy that conversation. What a story from Manu and his partner Jitin. You know, really good to hear. Again, you know, that's the purpose of Dubai Works, to find these great companies in Dubai that you don't really hear about, building real meaningful businesses. And those guys have a long way to go. He's clearly still passionate about it. So well done, and best of luck to Ojan in the future. Moving on, I'm going to do that again. Shouldn't say best of luck to future again. Okay, 3, 2. I really did enjoy that conversation. That's exactly what Dubai Works is about, to find these companies in Dubai that we don't really hear about, who are building meaningful businesses. You know, I always talk about UAE as a manufacturing place, whether it's content like we do, or in their case, joinery as well. And clearly smart guys, ambitious guys, and encouraging others to do the same. So well done to Manu and Jitin and the team. Thank you to our team for putting together the show. So Shahir has moved on, as I mentioned, but Ali Baba and Ali Khalil produced the show, and then the Love in Dubai team, the Smashy Business team behind the scenes, slicing this up, putting it out across Angami, Spotify, Apple as an audio file, and then also on Love in Dubai website, on Smashy Business Instagram, on smashy.tv website, iOS, Android, and smart TV devices. You can get it all there.
So yeah, we'll be back again next week, 11 a.m. And have a good week.